Oh, by the way, if you like what you hear on this radio station and you've come to appreciate what you hear, Fresh Air, All Things Considered, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Classical Music Through the Night, please remember all of those things cost money. And as he pointed out, if you like it and you wouldn't take the New York Times or the Arkansas Democrat Gazette or one of the other newspapers you read, if you wouldn't take that without paying, please remember it's contributions from listeners just like you that help pay for the programs you listen to on KUAF. Now, while we don't have any phone volunteers here with us at this hour, we do have a website that accepts your financial contribution around the clock. You can go to supportkuaf.com and make a contribution. You choose the amount. You can decide whether you like to do it in one lump sum or maybe it's $10 a month to make a $120 contribution. That decision, totally up to you. But if you'd like to make a contribution, you can do it right now at supportkuaf.com. Ahead, conversations with people who are on campus today or will be here tomorrow. That's just ahead. But right now, Christina Thomas.
Thank you, Kyle. Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers is joining me now to tell me what's up for tomorrow.
Well, we're going to talk about music, which means I defer in spirit to Kevin Kinder, our assistant features editor and the person who knows all about music in Northwest Arkansas. He tells me to tell you that the Old Crow Medicine Show has been announced as an act coming up at the Arkansas Music Pavilion, and tickets are on sale. He describes them as neo-bluegrass.
I was going to say they're kind of folk.
Yeah.
I think.
Like I would know. Neo-bluegrass, he says, known for bridging the gap between old-time traditionals and new-wave Americana. They perform on May 5th, and tickets start at $32 at 443-5600. It's spring, so the patios are opening. Okay, they told us it was spring. Perhaps it really will be. And that means that Joe Giles and the Homewreckers are out and about. They play at Jose's in Fayetteville on Thursday nights, which is also bike night for the venue. And if you're on the road and looking for something strange and interesting, Mike Tyson is currently touring with a one-man show.
Like the Mike Tyson?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, the boxer guy.
Not Tyson Chicken.
Okay. Directed by Spike Lee. He's already been in Vegas and New York City, and he performs in St. Louis on Friday at the Peabody Opera House. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and tickets start at $40. Haven't got a clue what this show is about, but if you want to know, try calling 800-745-3000.
Sounds interesting. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Back to you, Kyle.
Thank you, Christina. Remember, this is the spring fundraiser at KUAF. You can pledge at any time of day or night at supportkuaf.com.